balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey, hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
Say that about Stephon Castle last night.
Oh, man, he was huge.
Or Wembanyama last night. Big nuts on those two fellas.
Good performance by the Spurs all the way around.
Yeah, it's going seven.
Six and double figures for San Antonio. I don't doubt that now, right? The league needs it. They got their fifth game at least. The TV got their fifth game to get themselves a little bit of TV flow going on out there last night, but I'm glad that game's over. I'll be honest with you, man. That was exhausting, and I wasn't even there. And the pictures of getting into that game, I told you guys the anxiety would have kicked in.
What, Brewers and A's?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the one out in Vegas.
15-14, 11 home runs. 21 home runs hit yesterday, 11 in one game.
11 in one game
they
yesterday.
They played in Vegas. That's outside above sea level. They warned us all.
I need clarification on this because Dusty and I do not know when we were talking about it this morning. Does a dome stadium cancel out the altitude?
I would think not.
That shows that we don't know.
I don't think it does either, Mac.
We did
Mac.
Not go
I'm
to the garage
you.
This morning.
No,
FYI.
We did not. No, and there's not enough garage sessions that would have got me through a line at Madison Square Garden yesterday. I'll tell you that right now.
That sucked.
But I don't know if I don't think a dome does affect the altitude.
It would not cancel out the physical effects of altitude. A standard dome or stadium roof keeps out weather but leaves the internal air pressure identical.
Okay, so it's the exact same thing. So regardless if they put a dome down there, the first MLB game played in Las Vegas for the A's last night. How many home runs did you say again?
I believe there was 11.
11 home runs. Wow. They're going to have to take those games off the board out there because everybody's just going to bet the over. I mean, it's going to be serious.
In that game last night to start was 11.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Wow, that's a lot.
And, of course, you always win the bets you don't place.
Right.
So I sent my buddy, I go, maybe just try this one. I had Kurtz, Terang, and Langerhans to hit a home run. It was plus 5,500. Aww. They all three would hit home runs.
Of course they did because
and of course,
you're right.
The bet I did place, I missed by one assist of Jalen Brunson.
Oh, man, Jalen Brunson screwed you last night.
Yeah. Hate to see it.
You really do. You really do. But that, you know, gambling in a nutshell. Gambling in a nutshell.
Brunson, 30 of 81 now in the series. More turnovers than assists.
Yeah.
In these three games, man. He's got it. That is going to become more and more of a story, especially if the Spurs win game 4. If they don't and they're up 3-1, we'll forget about it. Brunson may win finals MVP and we'll rewrite history. But right now, man, he's got to step up.
Yeah, 5 turnovers, 5 assists last night in that game for them. I mean, he has stepped up in the first couple of games. He's been really good scoring
shot
when he needed
terribly.
Him to score. Terribly, he did.
He's
very inefficient. He is.
Very inefficient this
year. 11 of 25, but 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. That's not bad.
Yeah, last night was his most efficient game.
You could live with that beyond the arc. But, I mean, they still put up 111 points. I think it has more to do with, you know, De'Aaron Fox getting hot there at the end and hitting some big-time shots. Castle was hot all night long. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have those swings back and forth where, you know, some teams are going to win a game. Happens. I mean, that's the fact of life. And I was thinking about this. We always approach these games, you know, from the standpoint of why teams lost as opposed to why teams won, right? And we always, because it's easier, I think, that way. It's, this guy stunk last night. That's why they lost. He gave up 17 home runs and lost the game. But why did these teams win? Why did the San Antonio Spurs win last night? I think the Knicks were overwhelmed. I do. I think New York was overwhelmed yesterday, guys. I'm just going to say that. I've never seen New York City like that in my entire life, where people are tweeting things that I never thought I'd hear New Yorkers say. Too much traffic, too many people, I'm leaving work early, I've never seen the trains this crowded at this time. You couldn't get it within blocks of that. I think the entire city was overwhelmed last night, and I think the Knicks played at that kind of level for the majority of the game where they looked like they were overwhelmed last night as well. That was a circus that took place outside of Madison Square Garden. I've never seen anything like that where people didn't know where to go, how to get in. I'm sure it was chaos for the players. Did you see Wemby getting frisked going in by the metal detector and the handheld and all that kind of stuff? So I think last night,
all for a guy to leave early. Yeah.
I think last night was one of those situations where I think everybody was just overwhelmed. The Knicks had the excitement. They thought they were going to roll the ball out there and play. And, you know, the Spurs came out and knocked them in the face and really never let them back up. Even though the Knicks got back into the game and had a sizable lead for a while, San Antonio never went away. And they get a lot of credit for the way that they played last night, because it really would have been easy to go down 0-3 in New York with all that hoopla and everything that surrounded it. And we'd have been talking about Wemby in the park drawing pictures and not concentrating on basketball. I think that helped him play better last night. He got his mind away from the game. All these getting your playbook, you know, Neanderthals that are out there. This guy went and sketched at a park, cleared his entire mind, and dominated a game last night.
Side note on the A's and Brewers game. The Brewers had 52 at-bats last night. They had 15 strikeouts and 4 home runs. The A's had 51 at-bats last night. They had 20 strikeouts and 7 home runs.
Wow.
Hello, America.
So we bet in the over again on that again tonight?
I think you're going to have to.
I mean, I told you if you wanted a dark horse MVP, it was Nick Kurtz.
Yep.
He would go 3-for-6 last night, hit 2 home runs and strike out 3 times. Baseball. But no, that game last night, I think the elephant in the room is that with the president being there, it caused a total different vibe.
Absolutely.
And this isn't political by any means. No sitting president has ever gone to an NBA Finals game. I didn't know he was a basketball fan, but with the presence of him being there, it caused complete chaos.
Yep.
And I think that kind of killed the vibe of the city. And again, this has nothing to do with politics. So don't run at me on the text line. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's one you watch from the Oval Office. And I'm not saying that he couldn't go or anything like that, but it wouldn't have been like that if an active president was there.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. New Yorkers are, you know, they're resilient, Dusty. You've been there now. You know what New Yorkers are all about. Nothing phases New Yorkers, right? You could be walking right at them in a crosswalk, and they would walk right through your soul and not even think twice
for
about
media,
it.
For media, it was 4 hours to get in.
4 hours to get in last night.
And they were getting there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And think about what it must have been like for the players to try to get into that thing last night as well, to get through all the traffic. Because
the
other
picture
thing
of Wemby getting wand.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
like, really?
The other thing that people don't understand is, like, you're stuck on, there's nowhere to go. It's like there's no police escorts. There's no way in. It's a city that is just there. And then to have all the streets closed around it and, you know, just the security to get in, it was an overwhelming experience for everybody. And I thought the Knicks kind of just played that way last night. And the Spurs found a way to kind of channel that zen of sitting in Gramercy Park and sketching, you know, whatever you were sketching yesterday, and kind of channeling that zen and getting it all out, because that was the right thing to do. I don't know what you guys do, and even if you do anything, but, like, I get anxiety in those situations big time. And, like, going to Arrowhead, I've got to leave early. It's why I love going with Ralph. We get on that bus at 6 a.m. and we're there, and that anxiety for me is gone. I don't do well in those type of situations where there's thousands and thousands, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that suffers in those type of situations, that gets antsy and anxiety ridden by looking at all of those crowds. And I just think yesterday, that was that kind of moment. And again, it's not an excuse or anything like that. It's the reality of stuff, that when New Yorkers themselves are overwhelmed by what's going on, I can't imagine a basketball team having to go out there and play. And the Knicks got caught up in it. But look, it's better for us as fans, guys, right? Don't we want more of this series? Because take everything away from it, these games have been very entertaining. Last night was very entertaining of a basketball game.
Even ESPN's NBA Insider had trouble.
So the Knicks and Spurs, they've been handling it a little bit differently. The Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby have been deflecting Donald Trump's presence here, saying that they're just focused on basketball. De'Aaron Fox admitted today that it is no doubt an inconvenience for the players in the game. And myself, Malika, personally, I was actually stopped by Secret Service just right over there because my AirPod fell, and Secret Service came up to me and said, hey, Secret Service, you're going to have to get out of the intersection. So I had to get out. After this, I'm going to go look for my AirPod case.
So we still haven't found the AirPod case, Shams?
We're still on the hunt.
Yeah, you got to use your Find My AirPods case. My wife left hers in New Orleans during the Super Bowl, found them at an apartment somewhere in New Orleans. Like, you could find your AirPod case.
Somebody on the text line says that the president went to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage in New York last year, and I was there that day. 7-hour line to get in at 6 a.m.
That's insane. That's nuts. That's, I mean, for the fans, for the players, for everybody involved, it makes for very difficult. When he was saying that, it reminded me of a drop we had years ago, and I don't remember if you remember this drop, Dusty, from back in the day, but there was a reporter down in Dallas named Newey Scruggs, and it was back, I don't know, 10-12 years ago, and it was for, I think, the World Series or something like that was going on in Texas before weed was pretty much, you know, acceptable wherever you go now. And he's doing his live report. He goes, right over there, people are smoking weed. And when he said right over there, I don't know if we have that drop anymore, if we can find that. But when I heard him say that, that's the first thing that I thought of. Right over there are people smoking weed. And I couldn't get that out of my head yesterday. And I'm like, I should look for this drop to see if it's still up.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this one?
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
That's the one. Way to go, Dusty.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
We've got weed. It's an all-timer. So when Shams is like, right over there, I lost my iPod case. I'm like, right over there. People are smoking weed. How stoned were the fans got to be going into that game last night to get through that line?
Probably not as many as you'd think.
Well, it wore off by the time you got in.
Yeah. Then you have, you know, who could forget Casper Rudd?
I come from a place which is very, very different than New York and grow up closer to the sea and quiet. And I'm not a big fan of the smell of weed. When you walk around. No, but seriously, it's not even, I'm not even joking here, because it's every corner of every street you smell it by almost anywhere you go. So I this is not something sportsmen do or that no one does that. Since I reached the final here a few years ago, people have sort of keep their eyes up. So this is nice, but I don't love the weed smell. That's the thing I can say. But everything else is pretty cool. Yeah.
Was he in line last night?
Maybe.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
Right over there.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
But we do know that we are going to have an electric Wednesday night.
Yep.
Tonight we get, what is it, game 4 of the Stanley Cup, right? It's 2-1 mm-hmm. Carolina.
Yep.
We know that game's going to be electric because so far the first three have been great. They've been 2 overtimes, and one was the first game was 5-4 with 3 goals in the third period. So it should be an interesting game tonight. But the Spurs aren't dead. They showed up, and we are now 92 days away until the NFL starts, and we are slowly but surely getting there and what it means for the Chiefs moving forward here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carter Jensen, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, weekday morning starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.